To start out, I know you wrote the op-ed today in the Register, and we're supportive of changing the process. Tell us a little bit about what about the process specifically you think needs to be changed.
Well, I don't think it can be defended to reserve half of the Judicial Selection Committee for one special interest group, the legal profession. I don't know why lawyers should have more say over one entire branch of our government than any other group of people. Judges are important to everybody. Everybody should have the same say in who our judges are. People sometimes say, well, the lawyers, they know better than the rest of us do about judges. They'll pick better judges. But I'll tell you, the political scientists, the law professors, we've studied this for many years, and there's no evidence that these lawyer-dominated commissions pick better judges than the governors themselves do or the public does when they elect judges. There's simply no evidence that that is true. And so if they're not picking better judges, then why are they getting more say than everyone else? And I just don't think there's a good answer to that question. So I like taking away the spots that are reserved for lawyer-selected commissioners and opening those up to anybody. So I think it's a positive change.
Yeah, the talk yesterday and, you know, against it, one of the points was that it would politicize the courts. Well, that's probably happened a long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, we can't help but see the courts through a lens of policy and politics, because the courts get the final word on what policy and law is here in Iowa. So, of course, people are going to care about what kind of decisions they make, and lawyers care too. Mm-hmm. Lawyers care just as much as anyone else what decisions courts make. Lawyers may care even more, because unlike the rest of us, their salaries depend upon what decisions court make. So the political scientists, again, that have looked into this, they have concluded that the lawyers on these selection committees are not apolitical. They're just differently political. They have different political views than the public, and they want their different political views reflected in the judges. And again, the question is why? Why do lawyers' politics get more of a say than everyone else's politics?
Because at the end of the day, even though it is the judiciary branch, you know, or judicial branch, you would like it to have to answer to the people at some point.
Of course, because you know, sometimes it doesn't really matter who our judges are, because the law is so clear. Mm-hmm. You could put, you know, Mickey Mouse up there and we come to the same answer. But a lot of times the law is not clear, and so judges have discretion. And how are they going to exercise the discretion? Well, all the data suggests they're going to exercise that discretion consistently with their own worldview.
Right.
And so it makes a difference whether the judge has a worldview that's more liberal or more conservative. We see it on the United States Supreme Court.
Yep.
It's not 100% predictable, but fairly predictable how Justice Ginsburg or Justice Thomas are going to decide cases relative to one another. It's the same is true on any other court. And so the justices decide ambiguous cases consistently with their political views. Therefore, it is inevitable that the courts will be political. The question again is whose politics?
Would you like to see something in there where, you know, the Iowa Senate would, or some body of the legislature would have to confirm the selections? Or, because I don't think that's in.
It's not
either.
In there. It's not in there because your Constitution doesn't allow for it right now. So right now your Constitution just has the governor and the commission, and there's no role for confirmation by the legislature. I would change the Constitution to move more towards a federal model where you have the governor and then the legislature confirming, just cut the commission out of it altogether. It's worked really well for the federal judiciary. I think it would work very well for Iowa too.
Yeah. Our process is the envy of the nation.
Yeah.
Is what we were told a lot yesterday during the subcommittee. Speak a little bit to that claim.
Well, your process is the envy of the lawyers of the nation. Lawyers love merit selection because merit selection gives lawyers more power than anyone else. So I understand why lawyers want it. No one wants to give up power.
It's not because lawyers are greedy. They're just rational people like anyone else. They have a lot of power. They don't want to give that up. But the trend around the country is to move away from these merit commissions. They had their moment in the sun.
Yeah.
In the middle of the 1900s, they were very popular. A lot of states were moving towards them. No state is moving towards them anymore. Some states are moving against them. My state of Tennessee, we got rid of our merit commission and adopted a federal model a few years ago. Kansas got rid of their merit selection for some of their appellate judges. Missouri, the state that started it all in 1940, is considering getting rid of their commission. Oklahoma is considering getting rid of their commission. So the trend is, why are we giving lawyers more say than everyone else? The trend is not, let's give more say to the lawyers.
Yep. Anything else about the process or the issue or the bill specifically you want to say that I didn't ask?
Yeah, I think it's good.
All right.